Kids at Risk and Persecuted Pastors top today's broadcast. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the midst of today's current events, God is at work, and you can help expand His kingdom. We'll start today in Southeast Asia, where the region's largest military exercise just kicked off in Thailand. U.S. and Thai officials began the 19-day Cobra Gold exercise yesterday, with soldiers from seven countries involved. Vision Beyond Borders is looking for skilled Thai soldiers, too, but not for the same reasons. Spokeswoman Diane Romaine says they need help bringing 90 orphans from Thai refugee camps to a children's home in Burma before Thailand shuts down the camps.
There's still a lot of dangers, a lot of booby traps, landmines, and active fighting. Our contacts are hiring soldiers to protect them and the kids and then all the caretakers.
While the children's home in Burma is safe, the journey itself will have danger around every corner. They may face death, but you know, the kids aren't scared.
These kids are some of the strongest kids spiritually that I've ever seen. They pray for the soldiers that persecute them and they forgive them. They're just such an example of the true love of Christ.
VBB needs your help to cover some costs for the move. Connect with us online to learn more. And have you ever heard of SARC? It's the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. Members are Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. Six of the eight are dealing with ISIS problems. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley just hosted a Frontline Shepherds Conference for church leaders in that region.
Every one of these pastors have counted the cost, and they know that potentially their life could be on the line. But also they all say to the last one of them that the love of God is what can penetrate the hardest of hearts.
Despite the pressure they face,
this group, they have a robust vision to plant 15,000 new churches over the next 15 years.
Equipping these church leaders is the best return on investment that you could ask for in missions.
God is breaking through to people and they're opening up to the message of Christ. And we need to continue to pray that they'll be protected, that they'll be strengthened, that they'll be emboldened.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In South Sudan, currency is only worth about a fifth of what it used to be. Families are starving and kids have dropped out of school. And there's three main reasons behind it all: corruption, civil war, and terrorism. Pioneer's Dean Jansen.
There's well over a million displaced and refugees in these other countries and within the country. And more people are fleeing the country every day because there still continues to be unrest.
But location's an important part of Pioneer's ministry. There in the central area, which means opportunities to reach out.
We'd like to form an international interdisciplinary team to do community health evangelism and also reopen two schools that have been given to us.
The gospel is the foundation of the work.
Pioneers, the core values are about church planting, about a ethos of grace and servant leadership. So we're applying those core values wherever we're going and working with the local church.
And while we're talking about breaking cycles, illiteracy trapped told Singh in poverty in India. He couldn't make enough to take care of his family. But then he heard about a literacy class from Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. And after a year, he could read and write. That led to a home business where his savvy helped him get a job with the city. Through the Bible-based lessons at his classes, Tolsing and his wife both received Christ. $30 covers a student enrollment in a literacy class. But the transformation? Priceless. And speaking of classes, they're back in session in Guatemala. Education's a rare opportunity for kids in this country because of the overwhelming poverty. But U.S. sponsors are unlocking school doors for Guatemalan children through Orphan's Heart. Along with supplies and tuition fees, sponsorships connect kids with local believers who introduce them to the love of Christ. Find more on all the stories you've heard today at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? How does that impact everyday life? And how can we view ourselves differently? Sudbury Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you better understand your identity. And it's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.